don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 edition. Well, Enbridge is back in the news regarding their proposed Line 5 tunnel project. If an environmental engineer, Brian O'Mara, is correct, and Enbridge argues that he is not, even if the courts give the green light to construct a tunnel for the controversial Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac, the ground underneath the proposed tunnel is unsafe. O'Mara, a hydrogeologist for 30 years, said it's extremely poor rock quality. The tunnel was intended to be installed on massive and solid rock. And what they found was the opposite of that. It's highly fractured rock, and in some cases, there's no rock there at all. He added that because of the nature of the geology, you could cause damage to the existing Line 5 Pipeline 5. You could create a giant sinkhole that could undermine the existing pipeline and cause a disaster. Oh my God. You know what really drives me crazy? In experts being called to be an expert in their field, hydrogeologists, 30 years. Oh yeah, this guy is without a doubt an expert in his field. Has he even looked at the plans that Enbridge is putting together? Has he even looked at how they're going to do this? The companies that they have partnered with to do this. This guy is obviously coming up with this report, this study, these findings, because he's an environmentalist, tree-hugging lefty. Pure and simple. I've looked at the plans. I've talked to Ryan Duffy. I understand exactly how they're going to do it. What industries, companies they're contracting with to do it. Well, Sean McBreedy of Clean Water Action suggested that MERS talk with O'Mara about his findings, as McBreedy and other environmentalists are concerned about the possibility of an accident that could cause damage to the ecosystem in and around the straits when this tunnel project begins. The engineer even argued and said this: Enbridge is not a tunnel company. No, they're not. They produce energy and they transport energy, needed energy that we need for gas to be refined and brought back into the state of Michigan. Propane. The people south of the bridge, every single propane company down here relies on Enbridge's Pipeline 5 to get their propane. Perhaps not so much in the UP, but definitely below the bridge. Well, Ryan Duffy, who's been on the show before, had a response. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Continuing on with this news story about Enbridge, the Great Lakes Tunnel Project. Well, this very far left-leaning, quote-unquote, hydrogeologist for 30 years is questioning the bedrock underneath the Straits of Mackinac, claiming that the bedrock is fractured rock. It's not stable. And that if and when Enbridge starts tunneling that fractured rock, that it could cause a sinkhole that could collapse the soil that the current pipeline is resting on in the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, causing it to snap and causing a major environmental disaster in the Great Lakes. Well, in response to this engineer and this Sean McBreedy, Clean Water Action, saying Enbridge is not a tunnel company, spokesperson Ryan Duffy responded with a 5-bullet-point response. Enbridge has hired a tunneling company that will produce a tunnel that will be built to stand the test of time. We are and will continue to use industry-leading expertise. We have partnered with a world-class firm on this Great Lakes Tunnel project. We have total confidence in them. Now, I'm going to stop right there. This tunneling company, I believe they're based out of Germany. They make the machine that does the cutting of the rock. And they've done projects all over the world. Road tunnels that connect different land masses all across the world. They've done tunnels in Europe. They've done tunnels in the United States for roads. They've done tunnels through mountains. They've done drilling projects all over the world. Saudi Arabia has used this company. They've done it everywhere. I forget the name right now. I'd have to look it up and do the research. But Ryan sent me the resume of this company. It's rock solid. Ryan Duffy even referenced conclusions recently reached by our very left-leaning Michigan Public Service Commission. The MPSC believes that good rock conditions and minimal water flow are anticipated from the project, and that there are no geological conditions that are known to exist which would negate tunneling as an option, end quote, said Duffy. Michigan Public Service Commission also gave high marks to Enbridge for its, quote, extensive geotechnical investigation that was used to determine the ground conditions at the tunnel level as well as above the tunnel. Duffy reported that the project will conform to all approved tunnel specifications and will be subject to an environmental review. Okay, first of all, they don't even understand what God did when he created the Great Lakes. It is sitting on top of solid rock. Now, as you get closer to the top, maybe perhaps some of the rock is fractured, according to this hydrogeologist. But that's not where they're drilling. They're drilling much further. I believe the report that Ryan Duffy gave me, they're down between 100 and 200 feet down in the rock. The solid rock is where they're going to do the drilling. Folks, have you ever driven through the Windsor Tunnel in Detroit, underneath the Detroit River? It's the Windsor Tunnel on steroids. It's basically the takeaway I got from Ryan Duffy. Well, according to this engineer, hydrogeologist, contends that Enbridge found the information it wanted and ignored the experts that they have hired who have raised similar concerns to mine. Concerns. Okay, got it. Duly noted. Well, there's got to be science, there's got to be facts out there, and they need to explain it better. Now, one of the other issues that's going on, of course, is the lawsuit. Enbridge, the Canadian-based petroleum pipeline company that's looking to drill a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac as an alternative to the 70-year-old pipeline that's currently sitting on the lake bottom, suffered a legal setback yesterday in Ingham County Court. A court order from the 30th Circuit Court denies Enbridge's request to stay the proceedings of the Attorney General's case to shut down Line 5 pipeline, while the United States Supreme Court decides certain legal questions related to the jurisdiction of the case. After the Supreme Court said in June that it would review Enbridge's appeal regarding whether the company followed the correct procedure and adhered to a set timeline to move the case from state court to federal court. Well, 30th Circuit Court Judge James Jamo said yesterday that he would not stay the case, which has been remanded to the state court, until the Supreme Court makes its final decision. Jamo said in his decision that the reasons for a stay to be granted were not met and therefore would not be granted. Well, Danny Wimmer, spokesperson for the Attorney General Attorney General Dana Nessel, said, "We are pleased the court agreed with the Attorney General's arguments that there were insufficient grounds to provide a stay in the state case that is currently before the 30th Circuit Court, especially because, as the court correctly held, the public interests weigh heavily in favor of this proceeding." So basically, at this junction, the parties' cross motions for summary disposition remain pending before the court, and we look forward to having these long litigated questions answered by the state court. Again, Ryan Duffy, spokesperson for Enbridge, says Enbridge will continue to provide safe, reliable, and affordable energy to Michigan while the case proceeds before the Michigan State Court. "We may remain laser focused on building, constructing the Great Lakes Tunnel, which will make a safe pipeline even safer and protect the waters of the Great Lakes, the environment, and the people, while assuring long-term energy security and reliability and supporting Michigan jobs and the economy." So, not only are they fighting these hydrogeologists during these public hearings and public committee comments, but they're still fighting in court. Officer Rick, I think it is fractured. You're saying the bedrock under the Straits of Mackinac, you believe it is fractured? What are you basing that on? Kind of interesting. Bob said 30 years ago, I rebuilt railroad crossings in Mackinac City on nickels on steel, 16 feet deep, to get to the Blue Morrow. Bob, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry. You went down 16 feet. They're talking about going down between, I think, 100 to 200 feet down into the rock. And that's where they're going to cut through the rock with this tunneling equipment that they're buying from a company in Germany. They're actually building the machine, the equipment, testing it, making sure it works perfectly, and then they're completely taking it apart and they're shipping it on a freighter to the location, and then they're going to put it all back together, test it again, making sure it's working properly before they start drilling the rock. Solid bedrock supports the Straits of Mackinac. I'm not saying that the top 50, I'm not saying the top 25 feet of the bedrock isn't fractured. And then, of course, soil, whatever is on top of the rock, I'm not saying that. I'm saying down 100, 200 feet down where they're going to do the drilling, that's solid rock. And I don't think this engineer has done any borings to prove his statements. Not even sure Enbridge has. Officer Rick, no, not the rock, Randy. This guy's head is fractured. Well, this is their arguments. Actually, I'm kind of sensing some desperation on their part. But this president, Donald Trump, claiming through his Department of Energy that this tunnel project jeopardizes energy in the United States, making this a priority, telling the Army Corps of Engineers, get this done. This has been delayed long enough. Folks, do you realize, heading into the election of 2018, the summer, basically 7 years ago, of this governor and this attorney general, Dana Nessel, running on shutdown line 5 as their campaign promise to the people of the state of Michigan, elect us governor and attorney general, and we will shut down line 5. Do you realize, had they not taken that agenda, that policy position, the tunnel would be built? It would already be built and in operation. Because of this governor and this attorney general, it's not. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.